in this rite, the Sunday within the octave of Christmas, and of course this is the fourth day of the octave of Christmas, is also entitled Holy Family Sunday. And of course, God knows what he does. It would not be a more perfect time in which to have the events that are going to follow after the Mass take place on this day, the Holy Family. And so we see all the readings concern the relations between Father and Son. But in this case, in the Gospel, we see that St. Matthew, who knew the Blessed Mother, perhaps he met St. Joseph, but most likely not, continuously speaks about the child and his mother. He never says to St. Joseph, "You're a child," because Jesus Christ is not the son of Joseph. He is the Son of God the Father in heaven and the Son of Mary, the Immaculate Ever-Virgin Mary on earth. St. Joseph was the custodian of the Holy Family. And of course, this is something very important for all husbands and fathers of families, that they are the custodian of their family, even though in their case, they are indeed the father of their children. And so today we look upon this family that lived in peace and harmony, in obedience to the law of God and to each other, and to serve and love and adore the Son that had been given to them by God the Father through the Holy Spirit, who became the Son of Man, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And of course, again, God takes care of everything. We need to trust in Him and know that He will take care of us. And so Herod was trying to kill the baby Jesus because he knew that he was the authentic son of David, the king of Israel. He was not. Herod was a charlatan at best. And then later on, his son, Archelaus, would probably have tried to do the same thing because he succeeded his father in a stolen throne. And so God takes care of it all. And just like St. Joseph in the Old Testament, in the Exodus, who had all his communications from God by an angel who appeared to him in his dreams, so too, this St. Joseph, the fulfillment of that St. Joseph, has all his communications from God through an angel who appears to him in his dreams. Each one has a particular way of receiving communications from God. And these two, Joseph of the Old Testament and St. Joseph of the New Testament, receive their messages in dreams. And St. Joseph, the silent, the just, he does exactly as he is told. Without asking why, he takes the child and his mother and takes them to Egypt. And of course, even to this day in Egypt, there are many, many stories about things and places that they visited or in which they lived. And then when the time was ripe, when Herod had died, the enemy of the child, he receives another message by an angel, "Take him home." But then he was told, "Behold, Archelaus is in power. Take him to another place." And of course, they had their home in Nazareth, so they did not go back to Bethlehem. They did not go back to Jerusalem. They went to Galilee, to the little town of Nazareth, where our Lord grew up until it was time for him to come forth and preach the gospel and to fulfill what was mentioned by the prophet, "He shall be called a Nazarene." That is, one from Nazareth. Though he was not, he is the Son of God, the Son of David, the Son of Mary. And to them we turn ourselves as we pray for our families and for our loved ones, that we may be obedient to God at all times. And this is very important. The readings for today are not necessarily readings for a wedding, but they could be. They're perfect for that. St. Paul, who tells the wives to obey their husbands, not the other way around. And we know what's going on. And husbands, be good to your wives. It is a two-way street, a two-way relationship. And so it is. And so after Mass, after you have celebrated with us this most holy sacrifice of the Mass, the gift of salvation that comes to us through the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, we will hear you make your vows to each other, and we will bless your vows and pronounce you man and wife, as is the rite of Holy Mother the Church. So we pray for you and pray for all families today as they celebrate this Holy Family Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.